I never knew him real well. He died back in the 40s. Mm-hmm. So I do come from, I guess, an educated family, although historically they were dirt farmers.
Did you know your grandparents? You said you didn't know your grandfather very well.
Well, he died in about 1945. I would have been about 12. Mm-hmm. So I knew him. I knew what he looked like. He wasn't real close to me. And my grandmother, she lived a little bit. This is my dad's side. She lived longer. She was kind of a matriarch. But seeing as how every time we went back to East Texas in the summer, and we did every summer, so my mother could go home, we spent the time with her family. Mostly, my dad would take us down there and come back. And so I knew my maternal grandparents a lot better.
What were your names for them?
My names? Grandma and Grandpa, both of them.
How about for your mother and father? What did you call
them? Mom and Dad.
Okay. And you said your ultimate ancestry was Scotch-Irish. Is that all, or is there some other?
No, mostly. A little English. I have a great-great-grandmother that came from Leeds, England. I do know a lot about my ancestors because of I ran across some people. I've always been interested. I ran across some relatives who had collected data. I don't know who they were, of course. I mean, I don't know all these ancestors, but I've got stacks like that on my AutoCAD and on my computer program, you know, going back, six, seven generations.
That's great.
And then with all of the brothers and sisters. So, always my saying, it's not a family tree, it's a hedge when you
it's
get it all developed. Because like my Henry family, there was originally coming from Ireland, there were five brothers and a sister. Mm-hmm. Well, they kept track of four of those brothers. So we have pretty much the progeny of those four brothers. One of them died out after three generations, but we have the progeny from three of those brothers to now. Like, I have a list in my children's generation, maybe 450 cousins.
My goodness.
In that generation. they don't know each other.
Yeah.
But
wow.
There's
that
like,
is a hedge.
In my generation, there's 320 or something like that.
Wow.
That they kept track of. This, you know, the truth is everybody has all these relatives, but they just don't know it.
Well, yeah, supposedly Princess Diana was one of my distant cousins, but that's one of those things where you go back and back and eventually you're related to somebody famous, you know?
Well, I suppose, maybe. We never could find anybody famous in our family, but we didn't find any horse thieves. Is your ancestry from England?
Yeah, we're related to the Harts. John Hart, I think, John Hart, who signed the Declaration of Independence.
Really?
And we're trying to trace back and see. My mom's spending all this time over at the LDS Center, the Mormon, Jesus
here
Christ.
Here, out in Salt Lake City?
No, here.
Here.
They have a computer center and research center. Uh-huh.
Well, that's, I wish you good luck. My family struck out when they came here. I mean, we know back as far as when they got here in the United States. We don't know anything back when the families were in England or Ireland, actually. So you're related to royalty, huh? That's pretty
well. Cool. Supposedly. sometimes I question the Mormons. I think that they make stuff up, or like that if you get back to a certain person, then you're automatically related to this. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I see.
There might be some glitch in their computer scenario where.
Well, you know what? I think you're right, because I really don't see how they could find all this. What I have checked back in my ancestry, mostly this Henry family, and this is kind of an interesting story. These family records,